Thanks for joining us while we chat about managing Google reviews and the impact your online reputation and local marketing have on revenue. If you have a franchise or a brick and mortar store, this episode is for you. E-com expert Raj Nijer of Edge speaks to your host Lauren Baker about how crucial reputation building should be in your strategy and some of the pitfalls to avoid along the way. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Stick around.
Chanable is the secret weapon behind more than 8,000 retailers to sell more online. Chanable is an all-in-one, built-for-e-commerce solution that gives you the power to centralize your product data and feeds, sell easily across top marketplaces like Amazon and eBay, and automate PPC campaigns at unprecedented speed and scale. In short, they make it easy and save tons of resources for any brand selling online. Sign up for your free trial or schedule a customized demo today at chanable.com/SEJ.
Are you wondering how often your data quality isn't 100%? Are you spending weeks cleaning up your marketing analytics? Clarivine can take the drama out of your marketing data with the Data Standards Cloud. Get your teams working from the same marketing taxonomy and proactively manage your data standards. Visit clarivine.com to learn more.
Hi everyone, this is Lauren Baker with Search Engine Journal. Welcome to today's episode of the SEJ Show, sponsored by Chanable and Clarivine. With me today, I have Raj Nijer of Edge. Hey Raj, how's it going?
Hey Lauren, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show yet again. I think this is your third time on the SEJ podcast, if not fourth. So you're a regular Bill Murray when it comes to...
I was on the inaugural week, or like one of the first three.
Make you work.
So yeah, it's good to, you know, kick it off and then also just be part of this and check up on you.
Thank you. Thank you for the check. So before we get started, today's episode is going to be about managing Google reviews, specifically for franchises, brick and mortar businesses, things like that. I know you have a background in the review space as well, more so on the e-com side. If you wouldn't mind going through just your background, your history, Raj, and what led you up to your current position at Edge.
Yeah, I think way beyond reviews, I think it's just been around local. It's just been about driving traffic for small businesses. You know, I started my career at GoDaddy, spent 10 years there running product, which is all about local small businesses. Building, you know, giving them an online presence. And then spent 4 years at Yext after that, which was also all about getting businesses found, but on maps, as that became the default way with mobile phones, iOS coming out, iPhone. And it was largely for, you know, franchises too. Big businesses like McDonald's, UPS, even the USPS, looking to clean up their addresses online and get customers to find them. And then Yotpo, which was a few years there as well. Started off in the review space for e-com, but grew to becoming a holistic e-commerce marketing platform. And now, you know, working with this the Edge team, which is you know, largely employee-driven growth for franchises, service businesses, and anybody with a brick and mortar business that is serving customers, local customers, essentially.
Gotcha. So could you get into a little bit about Edge and what employee-driven growth is and how that corresponds with Google reviews?
Yeah, Edge started off as a company called iRate, which is in the reputation management space, saw a ton of growth, and real quickly realized that one of the biggest assets that isn't being utilized as effectively as it could be was, you know, if you think about a franchise, think about, you know, just these big brands that have all these employees. Aside from real estate, your employees are your biggest expense, also your biggest asset. So, you know, we figured out a way that franchises, service businesses can reward their employees for driving. Initially, it was driving Google reviews and getting mentions in it. So let's say every time you had a great service, Edge basically automates the whole Google review process. So And the beauty of that is we integrate with their point of sale system. So we know when a transaction happened, who helped you with the transaction. So you'll get an SMS message immediately after the transaction happens. Hey, rate Jim. And how did Jim do with your shopping experience, your service experience? And mention Jim, because if Jim did a great job, then he will get rewarded for that experience. But then also the business gets a 5-star review. Jim gets rewarded a certain amount of money, you know, just like $3, $5, whatever it is, but it adds up over time. So Edge also, not only do we do this, but also put our money where our mouth is. So we help with the co-marketing. We also help do the rev share on the payouts to employees as well, so that it's not all on the employer. But it's a great way to motivate your staff for getting reviews, giving out customer service, exceptional customer service, we said. Instead of just handing out these stickers, handing out like, hey, leave a review, or just kind of mentioning it, it's completely automated because your point of sale system, especially if it's fitness and certain industries like wellness, booking systems, we know who the customer is, their phone number, who served them in the type of business. And that automation really helps, because SMS also has like almost a ridiculous 98% open rate compared to email. Right. So we see just extremely, extremely high, not just open rates, but also review response rates, where people actually are more than willing to leave 5-star reviews, 4-star reviews. And, it's not just the negative reviews then, right? Because when you have a negative experience, you tend to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to leave this review. But when you have a great experience, you're not, you're kind of like, oh, it was a great job, but you don't really tend to do anything. So, we encourage businesses to really amplify the positive reviews and then learn from the negative reviews, right? Because not only do the employees get rewarded, but you also have this conduit with Edge where you can work or resolve the negative experience that a customer has. And that way you get to learn about like operational items that you could be missing out on, service items you could be missing out on, and just rectify that immediately. And you can go back and forth in Edge through a web chat, which is essentially SMS, again, to not only resolve that customer, but if that customer comes back, we can show you, because of the resolution, how much more money they spent with you. So great system that is completely automated within Edge. It relies on SMS, relies on the point of sale system, and really highlights what a great job your employees are already doing, but you might not know about it. And there might be breakages here and there, but you can immediately fix those, address those. It could be because of a hiring system, it could be onboarding, it could be knowledge sharing. It could be somebody just isn't motivated enough, they just need an extra push. Or it could be just bad hire. Lots of ways Edge can help operationally, but then also from a marketing perspective, which is just, scale reviews, scale positive reviews at the end of the day.
Yeah, so to your point, it's pretty common for someone to want to go home and leave a negative review if they have a bad time, right? Like, oh, I'm going to get this company. I'm going to, give them a bad review on Google.
Or just outside in their car or on the sidewalk. Yeah. They're just like, I'm going to get them now. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And sometimes you just forget to leave a positive review, right? So you're capturing, you're capturing and the attention of the buyer, right? Of the customer at the moment that they pay via the POS. That's via like, their phone or whatever. So they're not necessarily leaving the review via the POS system. You're sending an SMS message to them as soon as they're done,
Let's say you just had a personal training session with your trainer, right? And you just wrapped up the session. 5 minutes later, you're still feeling great. You get an SMS saying, again, we'll just keep using Jim. And you get a message saying, hey, how did Jim do? And you're like, wow, I want to leave this message now. And we also say like, Jim gets an incentive. Because people want to reward other people, right? It's like, it's kind of like the new tipping is what we call it. Instead of leaving all these tips, why not do the best of both worlds? The business wins, the employee wins. And, you also feel great about, passing along a great experience that you had rather than just bottling it up. And nobody cares about it. So I think for us, it feels great to see, we've paid out over $4 million already. And the company is, like 3-4 years old. So, and we're growing like crazy, but, I see that with over 100,000 employees on the platform with 5,000 businesses, 4 million is just, we're just scratching the surface. And to me, this is the new tipping, but this tipping is based off a great service that's already happening. And it's not tipping based off the fact that, hey, you just checked out and now give me like a 30% tip for a self-service thing. But this is real experiences that are happening that people just don't know about. And, you know, now we're able to see, and brands are able to see who the top employees are, because we tell them, like, these are your top employees. This is what this is what customers are saying about them. And on the flip side, the employees can log into a mobile app that we provide, and they can see everything that the customers have said about them. What a great right. LinkedIn little profile that you could just literally copy paste that without LinkedIn. You take that to your next job and say, look what I did at my old job. I drove 100 reviews, five-star reviews. Here's some of the examples. Here's how much I got paid out because of it. Nobody will ever refute that. That's your experience. That's what you've driven for other businesses, and that's a value you bring. So now, not only does the brand win, the business win, but employees can feel great, or, you know, a person can feel great about the job that they've done. Not only do they get, you know, the monetary sum, but it's the recognition that really matters. In a service business where there's so much turnover, where there's so much, you know, customers going in and out, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get recognized. And that's why the founder started this company, was that, you know, they were in service businesses, they were service employees, and they just thought that it wasn't fair. And, you know, like, we're going to create a system that makes it fair for the employee, but then also the businesses win at the same time.
Right. Right. Which is a really interesting concept, because like, from an SEO perspective, right, we know that these reviews help with local SEO, not just the number of stars, but also what people are writing, right? Because that text is going to be in search and something like that. So it sounds like it also really motivates the customer to write a more in-depth review if they're talking, for one, if they just had the experience, but two, if they're talking about the individual as well on that side, and then three, even the location. So it sounds like the end result, at least on the front end, on the customer facing end, or someone is doing a search in Google looking for like a masseuse in the area, right? I need a deep tissue massage, and I see, not only do I see this place has 5 stars, more stars than others, but I see in-depth reviews about deep tissue, right on there, because people are writing about it, and then suggestions of gym, right? The masseuse,
yep.
That should be used, right? So
you'll see, actually, you'll basically see employee names, right? Which personalizes this. Think about a review that you left, you know, it's very broad. This was good. This was okay. This was, and then that's it. What we're seeing is people going in depth about, you know, Jim did a great job for this type of service at this time. And it's like, it's a very, they're not writing, you know, like the notebook, like love letters, but they are writing, you know, relevant reviews that somebody else cares about, because it's personalized to the somebody that, you know, and this Edge really works for services where, you know, there's a level of intimacy. I'm not sure Edge will work for like airlines, right? But it does work for industries like fitness, wellness. It works for, you know, beyond that, it just works for like beauty. It works for like, you know, other like vape shops, cannabis, things like that. So, you know, our some of our top customers are, you know, like gyms, yoga studios, Pilates, bar, cycling, boxing, med spas, because the experience is very personal. Somebody might be like, you know, I don't want to call it intimate, but it's closer than, you know, where you're like, you know, the Greyhound version of something. And, you know, when somebody's that close to you, you know, with the masseuse, they're touching you literally, right? Like chiropractic, all these things, and they make you feel good. People will leave an inordinate amount of positive reviews for you because you made them feel good, because they feel better, they look better, they're doing better in these types of industries. And they're frankly dying to let people know that, wow, I feel great because of this person. And in the local pack, that makes a huge difference, because the difference between 4.3 and 4.8 or 4.9 is showing up on the front first page. And there's so much competition in the franchise world and the service world, where if you just look up, you know, massage or laser or lashes or, you know, beauty services, any of this, like boxing, cycling, look at any four road intersection. There's so many businesses out there. Everybody's competing, and the way to stand out when a new customer is looking for this service is, you know, you got to be at least at a 4.8 or a 4.9. So it's, you know, you just got to have, first of all, you got to drive reviews. You got to get your happiest customers to leave these reviews for you. And you make it super easy by making it an SMS message. And they literally click a link and it goes to the Google review and they can type it in and they're done. It's just one click, leave a quick note and another click. That's it. And the difference that that makes is that suddenly you show up in the three pack of Google's first page for the service that you're looking for and the service that you want to provide to that customer for that local area. Because it is very cutthroat competition out there, especially when you're in the franchise world. How many fitness franchises are there? How many wellness franchises are there? So even when you get down to just like, you know, laser or med spas are booming. How do you stand out? You have a vape shop, you have a dispensary. How do you stand out? This is a great way to not only stand out, but then also motivate your employees to provide great service, because yes, they get incentivized, but boy, they get recognition. Like, when was the last time somebody said, hey, great job? And your peers were like, wow, I can actually see why they did a great job. Because it's all right there. It's fair and transparent, because that's the reviews they drove, the positive feedback that they drove.
The positive views are so important. There's one stat I read on your site. 53% of customers won't go to a business rated under 4 stars.
Yeah. I think that's right. I feel like that's being sandbagged. I think it's a way bigger number. You know, I look at when I Google anything, and it, you know, I'm a consumer of, you know, I'm a customer of Massage Envy. I'll go work out at like a, you know, in New York, I work at Equinox. Here in Arizona, I work at another franchise. Immediately what I do is I put in the service, I see open now, and then I also put in top rated in Google, and Google puts it right there. Like, and people click it. Because they don't want to type it in. They just type in, you know, massage and top rated. Who would not want to click top rated? So it's very essential in that sense that you show up when somebody's looking for that type of service, but they're also looking for somebody who's good at what they do. And there'll always be negative reviews. You can't, I don't think you definitely want that, because you want to learn and fix.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a way to just drive an inordinate amount of goodwill from your existing customers too, that not only does, again, your employee feel good, but you just stand out as the leader. And I would say like the local leader, the neighborhood leader, where, you know, you are kind of setting the bar. And it's largely driven by a completely automated process where you just kind of set it. Your employees automatically get paid out. Everything happens. You get leaderboards, you recognize them. Monthly, weekly, whatever it is, but it just happened. It's less for a business owner, a franchise owner, or a franchisee, or even a corporate manager running, you know, 100 locations, thousands of employees. Because edge shines the more people you add to it. The more employees there are, the more scale that it shines, because it automates everything for you.
And you also encourage employees to leave responses to the reviews?
Yeah, so the review responses are also, you can just leave them from within Edge. So your brand manager, your franchisee, for positive reviews, you can just say, thank you very much. Love to see you again. Glad you came in. For the negative ones, you know, you can actually directly have a conversation with the person that left it. And you can resolve the issue. And you can ask them again, hey, like, would you like to re-rate us? And more than not, people are more than willing to go back and they will send them a link again, and they can edit that review from maybe a 1 star to a 4 star.
That's really interesting.
So there's a great way to not only respond, and we're actually about to launch something where, with the power of AI, we're going to make that very scalable too. Because depending on what the person said, we'll craft a response for you that is on brand. For your brand, which you can edit. You have full control over it. You can select the type of tone. You can select like playful, professional, you know, whatever, however you want to do it, whatever your brand tone is. But the beauty of that is if you own multiple locations, like it's consistent. It's consistent, and like not one store is like, you know, sending out very personal, terse responses like, well, we don't want you coming back anyways. You know, that's like, that's where, you know, people are, you know, we're human. It happens. But it's a great way that with, you know, AI assisted responses, we're calling it, you can respond to your reviews. You can respond to customer feedback, negative customer feedback. And the beauty of that is not just use this, but it gives you a starting point of how to even engage this person. Because it is hard when somebody is, you know, very terse and like, this happened, that happened, I'll never come back. And you're like, how do I craft a response to this? But that's where the AI really helps, because it's assistive. It doesn't take over. It's definitely, the goal of AI should be to assist and helps your managers become more productive at the end of the day. So yeah, everything happens in the platform. You don't have to go to any other source. You don't have to like log in anywhere. Edge handles the responses. Soon we'll handle crafting the responses, directing you into maybe this is better than what you're writing. And, it's also like, keep it simple and keep it short. We can also help with that so that you're not writing like a whole like letter back. And
it's arguing.
Yeah, I think it's just, it keeps it objective and it keeps it professional. And the beauty of this is at the end of the day, it's timely. Like you don't want to get back to somebody 3 months later after they had a negative experience. That's just like compounding. We want to make sure that, you know, those people come back, those customers come back and give you another chance. Hopefully you fixed the issues they had, or it was just bad timing, bad luck. That happens too. And then you can see every time they come back how much money you saved, because all that revenue is now coming back to you instead of going to your competitor.
This also means there's a reputation management component at the end of the day as well.
It's a big part of it. Yeah. But, the injection here is it's for the customer too, but it gives your employees, again, a great medium, a great vehicle for recognition, motivation. A service business is hard work. You know, think about the slog, think about day in, day out. It's not like desk work. We're dealing with people, and people have, you know, they have problems all day long. We all have problems. And so it's a tough business. And, you know, when we talk to franchise owners, you know, they're dealing with scheduling, they're dealing with all these issues with, you know, people. And any positivity that you can pull out of what has happened in the business is great. So as much as it's reputation management, I think the injection of employee-driven growth, or the, you know, the injection of motivating and recognizing your employees while they're doing this service and they don't even know about it, it's automatically happening, is something that we're very proud of, because we can see which employees are doing really well. And then you can duplicate that. You can replicate that by talking to them. Wait, what are you doing differently? How do I fix my onboarding? When we hire new people, what do we do? We're also doing like referrals, like where employees refer somebody else. And that's a payment, like a reward too. So we want to inject rewards into everything that employees do for your business, because that's a great way to, it's not just incentives, but it's just motivation too, because you're doing something very different and you care at the end of the day.
We're going to take a quick break and hear from today's sponsor, Chanable. Looking to evaluate your e-commerce strategy? Meet Chanable. Trusted by over 8,000 retailers and advertisers, Chanable is the ultimate e-commerce game changer. With transparent pricing, seamless integration to 2,500 plus top channels, centralized data management for effortless automation, and outstanding support, Chanable is your secret weapon. With prices to suit every e-commerce advertiser's need, Chanable streamlines operations, saves time, and drives results. Don't miss out. Level up your e-commerce game today at chanable.com/SEJ.
Take the drama out of your data with Clarivine, the data standards company. Digital marketing is already complicated, and your marketing metadata doesn't need to be. Clarivine's solution, the Data Standards Cloud, helps you manage your metadata at the source so you can make sure your campaign data is clean, error-free, and ready for faster analysis. Visit clearvine.com to get started. Now back to our show.
I just thought of something too. So it reminded me, I was at the barbershop last week, and I hadn't been to the barbershop forever. I was online, and I think the tool they were utilizing was Zenoti. So I'm online, right, making an appointment at the barbershop, and it gives me a list of who I'd like to work with, right? Their names. Now it doesn't matter to me because I just needed a shave, to be honest. And so what I did was I just put like whoever is available. But to your point, so I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed by seeing like this list of like 10 different people I can work with. But to your point, then I can go to, if I want to decide who I want to work with, and maybe that's not necessarily within the employee. I can't remember if there was stars next to their names or anything like that. But then I can go to the Google review of the business and look at the reviews of the individual employees and then make that decision from there, right?
Yeah, I feel like you might have insight into our roadmap. Where we want to go with this is that you can actually see in the business too when you try to book it. Who's got great stars? Who's got great service? I mean, that's the vision. The vision is to integrate employee level ratings. Employees can send out their own booking. You know, there are just lots of ways to drive growth with your biggest asset, which is your employees. But yeah, you can essentially go to Google and Google reviews for that business, and by topic, trends, topic, terms that Google automatically pulls up. They'll pick up if Jim has, been left 15 reviews, Google will pick that up. They'll see out of X, how many times somebody is being mentioned, a service is being mentioned, a person's being mentioned, trends are coming up. In this case, it could be hot shave and Jim next to it. It could be, all these things. And you just kind of you check that out. Like, why is this person being mentioned? And that's curiosity for people too. Like, why is this person better than everybody else? But again, it just makes it relevant for the searcher. And when people are talking about somebody working there and what a great person they are, they're having good conversations when the service is happening, and that's the type of business you want to interact with.
Got you. Another interesting stat, and it's funny because it's the same number. 53% of customers expect a response to a negative feedback within 1 week.
Yeah.
That one's kind of interesting too. I'm surprised it's even 1 week. It's not like one day, right?
I think it's within a week.
Jump.
Yeah.
On that is pretty awesome as well, right?
I think everybody expects a response at some point. I think as a business owner, you want to learn. If you want to grow, and because if one person is leaving a negative review, how many other people are having that experience and not leaving a review and just walking away from your business? So there's an exponential impact of not addressing negative feedback, and the beauty of Edge is that, we actually pull that in, we notify the franchisee, the manager of the location, that, hey, this happened. This review is out. It could be leaving this as a review. You need to address it. And within Edge, they can, send an SMS back saying, how can I help? How can we make this better? Or what happened?
Right.
Essentially. And learn from that. And again, once it's resolved to their liking, and if it's resolvable, have them come in and maybe re-rate you, because once they've left a review, all they can do is edit it, right? So you can always say, hey, come in, try us again, and if you like it, we'd love for you to rate us again. And that's where you can go from 1 to 4 or even 1 to 5. We actually use our own software for how our customer success team does. And, that's the beauty of this, is that we've learned a lot doing this. Is if You know, and we're not perfect either. We're 4.9, by the way. So there has been rare instances, but we learn from those rare instances and we go back and say, hey, would you like to re-rate us? And more than often than not, people are like, yeah, of course, you guys, you know, you put your money where your mouth is, you actually reached out, you fixed it and you addressed it. And yeah, happy to like change my opinion because it's already changed, but I want to reflect it too.
So there's negatives that can come up within Google reviews, right? Negative reviews, there's negative trends. So if you're able to identify, hey, this certain branch or this certain company or this certain group is constantly getting this negative trend happening, and that's something that can be fixed. What are some examples of positive trends?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think what you said is very powerful is like, if you have a multi-location business, let's say you're a group that owns 20 franchises, or you're just a corporate entity too, that has like 100 locations. I can't imagine how you figure out what's good, what's bad, operationally, what's working, what's not working. Because now you take those 100 locations, let's say there's 25 employees per location. We're talking about 2,500 people that are interacting with customers. That is equally exciting and terrifying. How do you know what's going on with them? What are they doing well? What are they not doing well? Where do we need to learn? So I think the positive nature is basically, from our perspective, you know, we highlight and especially with the AI, assistive AI that we have coming out, you'll be able to see operationally who is doing well with what type of service that they're providing and who is not doing well with what type of service that they're not providing. Because we are able to learn just like Google is, but present it back to the brand owner as something that here's growth. Here's something that helps you drives growth. And here's something that's already working well. So it's lots of ways that a manager of a location can say, oh, well, I'm going to keep picking on Jim. Jim is great, but not doing X when they should be doing X, but they're doing everything else. They're just like missing that 20% of their service that they need to provide. Right. You know, it's like they did the massage, but Jim never offered water afterwards. And, you know, a few people mentioned that and they're like, well, I wish I'd gotten some water when I left because I was dehydrated. So I think these are the things that operationally we want our customers to learn about and address. And this is not addressed like every quarter. This is like immediate feedback, right? You can see through the platform operationally what's working, what's not working. In addition to the fact that we're driving on the marketing side, more eyeballs, more foot traffic. But then I think where we differentiate from reputation management is that, great, you got all this business, but if you're not great operationally, it doesn't matter. You got to keep churning that business out. So you're acquiring all these customers, but you're not improving operationally. Our goal is to marry the marketing with operational excellence too. Like, where are your employees now that you incented them, rewarded them? Where else can they get better? Because it should be a two-way street, right? Yeah, you want to hold people accountable, especially if you're rewarding them.
Yeah. Also, another thing that comes to mind too is, you know, a lot of the industries that you mentioned, med spa, salon, massage, whatever it may be, they're all kind of integrated, right? To an extent, right? Beauty, health, wellness. One of the first things that came to mind too is the amount of like app marketplaces for hiring individuals out there, right? That are very personalized. They have the reviews. Let's say, for example, Thumbtack or Suit or something like that, right? It has the individual, for example, I need to hire a handyman, right? There's a list of individuals. There's their reviews. There's their stars. There's everything else. The Amazon marketplace, you know, everyone's sorts by amount of reviews, the reviews, the rating themselves. And your background at Yotpo was very much on the e-commerce review side, like Shopify site reviews, product reviews, like whatever it may be. What's interesting about this is that
I don't think a lot of like search people see Google as being, I guess Google Maps, Google Local, whatever, Google Local Pack as being a marketplace, right?
Yeah.
This essentially gives you the ability to treat it that way, to implement that way. And then I think the consumer sees it as being so.
I think for us, like, you know, we've also added, you know, as we looked at what us can employees, you know, as you have these folks and you're launching, let's say, a new product, a new service, you want to do, let's say it's holidays, you want to sell gift cards. It's seasonal, you want to do X. We've also automated the concept of sales and service competitions. Back in the day, and even to this day, you know, we see a lot of businesses where they're doing competitions and writing it down and posting in the break room, who's leading, who's like at the bottom. And we were like, wow, this is like not even Google Sheets. It's being printed, like it's somebody's actually writing this up and putting it in the break room. So we've actually, you know, again, now that we're integrated with your POS, and we're integrated with almost 75 POS systems. So more than not, we're integrated in your industry with your top POS and all the litany of POS systems that are out there. And the beauty of that is, like, we can pull all the employees, we can pull all the services that you offer, the products that you offer, and you can quickly say, for this product, I want to create a sales competition with all these employees, and I want to kick it off on the first of the month. I want to end it at the end of the month. And I want regular updates on a daily basis, weekly basis that I can print out, or people can just see in their mobile apps how they're doing. So it's a great way, just not just, you know, now that you've acquired a bunch of customers, how do you get new services, new promotions, cross sells? You know, if you're somebody's coming for massage, okay, you can get a facial too. So who's cross-selling facials? Who's cross-selling, upselling? And you have all these promotions that are happening. This is a great way for your employees. And at the end of the month, it's maybe like a $100 gift card for the top employee. $500, whatever it is. And that's automatically paid out, by the way, if it's just a cash incentive or something else, or even store swag or credit. But, you know, we've also automated that concept of being able to launch new services, promote, you know, like new stuff that you add. Think about a med spa, how many services they have, right? So it's a great way to get the word out through your employees, because it's just not, they shouldn't just be saying, hello, how are you? And there you go. There's, okay, we have this, we have that. Can I also help you book this? Can I also help you get into this? We also are launching this. I noticed like something under your eyes. We also offer this. So, and more often than not, people just don't know it exists. You might think you're being pushy, but people just don't know. So I think it's better for them to be informed and somebody to, you know, help automate that process. So that helps. I think from the Google side of it, yeah, I think it helps, because now you're seeing who's great at what they do. And it might not be that you want to go to that person, but you want to go to that business.
Yeah.
Because you want to know, like, what is this business doing that people are mentioning the actual employees that are usually just in the background? And, you know, they're impressed. I'm impressed when I see some of the reviews, and we look at a lot of reviews that come through. And we do contests for our own team too, our customer success team, who gets the most mentions. So it's always great to see, you know, it could be like somebody gets 15 mentions in reviews and the other person gets 3. And you see like, wow, this person is just rushing it. And how could you not be excited about that? So I think consumers feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, this person is amazing. I want to go to this. I want to check this place out.
So in addition, like health, wellness, I guess, like you had mentioned med spas, salons, massage, whatever it may be. One that really stuck out in the list of the types of businesses that you're working with were dispensaries and the cannabis space. What are some of the challenges that those businesses have with traditional online marketing that can be fulfilled via utilizing Google Reviews, Google Review platform, using like Edge for that?
So Edge basically supports any dispensary, retail dispensary delivery service, US, Canada, that is legal in that state. I think there's like 26 states now. And at a federal level, they can't advertise. So, you know, if you think about a dispensary, by the way, the folks that work at dispensaries who are serving at the counter, their customers are called bud tenders. I frankly love that name, by the way. So, you know, when it comes to bud tenders, like who's a great bud tender? Like you come in, you're stressed out, and somebody's like, oh, this bud tender really helped me relax. I am not going to go anywhere else. This is my place. And it's a great way to, with that competition heating up too, right? There's yes. now dispensaries everywhere, and it's only going to get more fragmented. There's going to be just, you know, as it becomes legal in more states and more than likely federal level, you know, we help basically, and it's one of our more, you know, a market that we see that definitely needs this because they also have a lot of employees and it's all customer facing and they want to also incent their team to do a great job because they want to bring people back. And those people, it's almost like going to your favorite bartender, your favorite dive bar or your favorite like restaurant. Right. Bud tenders are becoming like that popular in neighborhoods and local areas because, you know, it's a very personal type of service. Somebody's like, you know, I want to relax. It's just like, you know, it's almost going to get therapy, I guess.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, I think in cannabis, this is definitely taken off because your employees are a great source of, I guess, advertising in a way, because mm-hmm. they're helping you get great reviews. They're helping serve customers that might be new to this type of service too, because they're like, I've never done this before. Help me understand. And more often than not, these employees are the bud tenders are taking their time explaining how this works. You know, edibles and all these litany of products that they have. And so people are appreciative and they definitely want to leave reviews for this industry. And that's where we've seen, you know, dispensaries driving, you know, a high volume of reviews and probably the highest. So if you own a dispensary and you're not seeing a lot of reviews, you still have like 50 reviews, you know, you have a tremendous growth curve in front of you. By, you know, automating, first of all of this. And second of all, making your bud tenders the stars of the of the business. Because it is literally like, you know, I have a favorite bartender and I go see him once a week. I'll go stop him at the bar, you know, have my drink and watch some sports. It's the same concept. And people go stop in like, oh, I got to go see, let's say Jim, the bud tender. Like, oh, I want to go, I'm going to go pick this up from Jim. And that's how personal the service is becoming. And then they become lifelong customers. And think about the lifetime value of that type of customer in cannabis. So I think cannabis is really where you got to think about lifetime value. And you got to think about winning that customer as early as possible. And if they do have a bad experience, again, the process is there. The automated process of handling the negative experience, bringing them back, and winning them again. That's the beauty of Edge is that, you know, it really helps because that industry is limited in how they can drive more customers.
Interesting. And those Google reviews help them rank at the top of Google,
right? Which is 100%. I think that's the beauty of the difference.
Calls.
Yeah. More volume of reviews, higher rating, and, you know, the dispensary business is only going to get more competitive. So, you know, if you're a dispensary not using this, I highly encourage you to look into it, first of all. And then, you know, it's a great way to not just, again, generate reviews, but again, your bud tenders. Take care of them too. Motivate them. I encourage you.
Yeah, keep them around.
And, you know, and then the customer comes back. Yeah, I left you a great review. And, you know, that just creates a personal experience. And now you're kind of tied to each other. Why would you go anywhere else?
Really interesting. Concept and cool to see it in action as well. Raj, where can our listeners and viewers find more information about Edge online?
Yep. So it's startedge.com. And that's where you can see, you know, everything that we do, our platform, case studies, if you want to take a look at that, you know, how we serve other brands like yours in fitness, wellness, cannabis, you know, medical. Just a whole host of beauty is another big one, personal care. So yeah, a lot of brands like yours are more than likely, businesses like yours are more than likely already on the platform. We have over 5,000 businesses already, over 100,000 employees. We generated over 3 million reviews for them, paid out $4 million to employees. And this is a cool stat. I helped over 70 million customers so far.
Wow.
Of these businesses. So the reach is enormous. We're just happy to be in the middle of it. But yeah, startedge.com, that's where you can learn everything about us, but then also how we drive success for businesses like yours and their employees.
Very cool. And where can our listeners and viewers find you online?
You can find me, LinkedIn is probably the best. It's just Raj Nijjar, RajNijjar. Also the same moniker on Twitter, now known as X. Yeah, LinkedIn is great. If I can help with anything, feel free to reach out. It's just Raj at OurEdge.com. And happy to help with any questions you might have, or see if Edge is a great fit for you, or just you just want to talk about life.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really cool because I do think that we tend to think of Google reviews as being like very one-dimensional, right? But you're basically tapping into it to power an entire ecosystem, not only on the front end, right, to bring people in the door, but for customer loyalty, employee growth, and employee retention, and just to overall get that response and those long tail queries and the reviews themselves, right? They're really help people find what they're looking for at the end of the day.
I think it's that for the business, but I think one thing COVID taught every business owner is employee retention and how hard it's been to find people. And labor market is just, when a displacement happens, it really jeopardizes your business if you don't plan it well. So you want to keep your superstars. Don't ever lose your superstars, and we can help you with that. And that's the beauty of, kind of playing the both sides, that not only can drive you more customers, but you need employees to handle them.
Yes.
And you need great employees to handle them. There's no point driving all these customers if you can't handle them and people just leave. So it's a great feedback loop and cycle. If you can create it really well, not only do you drive great revenue, but you can drive, really drive profit at the end of the day.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, let's leave things on a high note. Raj, thank you very much for jumping on today's SEJ show. Really cool to learn more about Edge and just basically how Google reviews can be utilized for so much more than just listings. And like to also thank our sponsors, Chatable and Clarivine, for making today's show possible. Have a good day, Raj. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren.